Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying 1 Corinthians 13, and we've finally come to the last portion of chapter 13 where the eternality of love is presented to us. Listen to what it says. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. So let's not lose sight of this as we walk through this passage. The emphasis here is on the eternality of love over the gifts given to the church. Paul mentions three gifts: prophecy, knowledge, and tongues. And the main point is that there's coming a time when those will not be necessary anymore, and yet love will still reign. There's coming a time when ministry within the church will not be necessary, prophecy will not be necessary, gaining understanding of mysteries and knowledge will not be necessary in the way that it's necessary in the church today. Now, one thing I do want to point out is the difference between how Paul speaks of prophecy and knowledge and tongues. Paul says that prophecy and knowledge will pass away. It's in the passive sense, and that means that something external will cause it to stop. Paul in verse 9 explains what that is when he says, "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away." So when the perfect comes, prophecy and knowledge of mystery, they will no longer be necessary. But Paul says that tongues will cease. And the form of the verb that's used here means that tongues will cease of themselves. It won't be any outside agent acting on them that will cause them to cease, but they will just simply stop. This is one of the common explanations of why we Baptists do not believe that tongues are a legitimate sign gift anymore. Once the apostles had established the church and once the New Testament was completed, it seems that this miraculous gift of tongues was no longer mentioned or spoken of. I imagine that you even may have friends that belong to a denomination that practices the use of tongues. Well, what do we do with that? Well, we can have our disagreements about it and still get along. What I cannot get along with is, however, the insistence that tongues are necessary for salvation, which is a common doctrine in some of those different types of denominations. Now, I think we've chased that rabbit far enough for today, but I don't want you to miss the point of the passage. Gifts are not eternal, but love is. When the perfect comes, all the gifts will no longer be necessary. So what is the perfect? The perfect is the future reign of Christ and the end of present day history, when God's purposes for this earth are completely fulfilled. When that time comes, there's no turning back to the temporary nature of things. And Paul is saying that a day is coming when faith will be made sight. And in that day, there'll be no longer gifts, but there will be love. It'll be the atmosphere of the age to come. And the church is the place that should look most like heaven today. Right now, we're in the pregame. And in this place, in your church, among your people, love of Christ and love for others is to be the atmosphere. When you pray today, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Ukrainian Life Word broadcast that's heard in Ukraine.